everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Tom Fairbanks, engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. And Tom beat me to that donut. Yeah, who says donuts aren't good 2 days old? But you beat me to the one that had the pink icing. And
well, if there's going to be a movement to preserve the clowns, could donuts be far behind?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, just as well I didn't get that donut. It's Thursday, October 13th, 2016. We have a very full show, so why not go right to the live line? Early voting began in Arizona yesterday. FN Rodriguez, Pima County Recorder. FN, how are you? Did you get your donuts this morning?
No, we don't have donuts this morning. We have a lot of work, and we're still completing all the voter registration forms that came and submitted in time on Monday, which was the voter registration cutoff.
Okay. And how many early ballots are going out, and what percentage do you think the early ballots will encompass the overall vote by Election Day?
Well, I think right now there has been obviously an interest in this election. Either elections are either candidate or issue driven, and I think this campaign there's a lot of candidates that are driving it. But there's some statewide propositions which we have the minimum wage and the marijuana issue too. So it's kind of like them both. Yesterday was the first day legally by law that we could mail out domestic, which is in state. Ballots, and this is throughout the entire state of Arizona, so all counties were doing the same thing. Here in Pima County, we mailed 353,000 early ballots out to voters that had requested it. Either they're on the permanent early voting list or they requested a ballot. Those were already assembled and ready to go. We sent a second file yesterday afternoon to our vendor, and that was another 8,000 early ballots that company will be processing, getting ready to mail either Thursday or Friday. One of the things we want to tell people out there that they need to be patient. This is a huge load on the postal system for the entire state, because over 1.2 million ballots will be mailed out. I don't know the total count for the countywide, but Maricopa and Pima County are the big cucks of it. So there's going to be a lot of load put on the postal system, so people need to be patient as to how long it will take them to receive their ballots. The recorders have been working with the United States Postal Service, and they were prepared. They knew how much we were coming in with our loads of how many. We had 26 pallets actually dropped off at the Cherry Bell substation.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm going to push Cherry Bell. The staff there has been very amenable to us, have been very cooperative with us in here regarding election material, so I give a shout-out to them.
So,
but that's the first thing about early voting. Now, we also opened up three of our early voting sites here, which is all the three recorders' office. And, Bill, we had over 200 walk-in voters to cast their ballot. So it's a very busy day here in the recorders' office. This is our 18th day working straight through, because the voter registration figures, and I'll be giving an analysis of that next week as to how much it has grown. It's grown over 25,000 here just in Pima County alone. People were logging on to Service Arizona, which is the online registration system, Monday. And Tuesday, the following day, we received everything that was inputted on the online system, because it had to come on offline because motor vehicle offices were closed on Monday, Columbus Day. But we got over 6,000 records just through that service online, plus all the drop-offs. And so there's a lot of activity out there, so I'm pushing my staff very hard. That's what people that come and work in the Pima County Recorder's Office know, that during election time, it's all about the elections, providing the services to the voters. So I have to also give a shout-out to my staff, who've done a commendable job up here. We try to give good public service to the citizens and the taxpayers of this county.
All right. FN, what about the percentage of early voting? How big a deal is it by Election Day? What percentage do you think will have already voted early?
I think by the time we get to Election Day, I think we'll be in the 70% range, because tradition has followed that people cast their ballots early. And people can track on my website first of all, if they're registered to vote, first of all, the main website is recorder.pima.gov. You can check what our voter registration totals are. You can check your early ballot status as to when we received it. You can also check to see if you're registered to vote. But on there also is our turnover reports. It's called ballot turnover receipts to see what the quantity is as we're transferring over to the early boards to start actually opening the ballots in preparation to be tabulated.
Mr. Huckleberry was on the show about a week ago. He said this could be a record turnout anywhere from 80 to 85%. Would you agree with that?
I think that the trend will show that there's been a lot of interest. The majority of our phone calls this week on Monday were, am I registered to vote? Are they properly registered? And people were anticipating their ballots. Where is my ballots? They thought they should have already received them. And we were informing them, number one, they were properly registered to vote. Yes, they are marked to get a ballot, but we couldn't legally by law start mailing them until yesterday. So the first flux went out, the huge flux of 353,000 went out to Pima County voters. And for the listening audience south of here, their counties also were mailing out their ballots. But I think we're going to show a very high turnout. We actually had people waiting in line outside of our office yesterday morning to actually walk in, and they were ready to cast their ballot.
Let me ask you something. Based on past trends, do the first 2 weeks of the almost four-week period of early voting, do they trend? Do people get the ballot right away and turn them in or mail them in right away? Has that been your experience?
Well, for those that are very politically astute, they are not waiting for any debate. They don't need no mailers. They already know how they're going to cast. They will be ready, and they'll cast their ballot. And then we see a lull where people are trying to say, oh, I didn't realize there were so many issues on the ballots, or I don't know about the school board race or this legislative district candidates, and they want to take a little bit more time to research what is all this information on the ballot. It's a very lengthy ballot. We have, besides the presidents, we have congressional races, legislative races, United States Senate race, and we have local races. You know, all the county board of supervisors are up, county attorneys, including my office here, the treasurer, the assessors, and then you have a lot of the school board races on it. Some of the cities and towns have a question on it, and there's some statewide issues on it, too. So it's a very lengthy ballot. So some people will take their time, get a little bit more educated, find out the facts a little bit more about the candidates or the issues for the city, town, jurisdiction. So
we had a caller who wondered, how does early voting make you a more informed voter? You want to take a stab at that?
Well, I think, you know, the traditions and how you vote, and, you know, each one, I can't tell you if early voting is going to make a voter more informed. At least they have a little bit more time to prepare. You know, there's website information. There's different ways of you can find out information on either a candidate or issues. I know there's a lot of local candidates, especially legislative. We also have U.S. Senate races. They're having debates, forums, as to find out about the candidates and about the issues. All the candidates have websites. They can propose their questions, find out what their platform is. So, you know, some people will take the time and do it. Other ones, everybody is an individual, is how much time and effort they want to spend on making the decision that's best. One of the things I do tell voters is that even the judges for retention are on there, and they say sometimes they don't know about the judges. You can vote for whatever you want to on that ballot if you feel informed enough to make a suggestion or a choice, I should say. And if there's some race you don't know about it, you can go ahead and skip that race if you want to and move on to the next one.
What would you like now? I've only got less than 2 minutes. Give a quick summary, if you will, FN Rodriguez, on what voters need to know right now. Please summarize.
I think one of the things that all voters need to know, if you get that early ballot in the mail, you need to vote that early ballot. Because if you don't and you show up at polls on election day, that's what bogs down the system. You become a provisional, and it bogs it down, and it slows down our counting process. So don't change your mind because you got an early ballot and you decide, okay, I want to. You become the slow down of the process system. We also have early voting sites available out there throughout the valley. Those are also on my website. If you moved and didn't update your address, go to one of our early voting sites. We'll update your address right then and there and then issue out the proper ballot for your precinct where you now reside. If you choose to go to your polling location to your new one, because you didn't update your address, then you're going to bog down the system more. So all of us have a responsibility. I have a huge responsibility to the voters and the taxpayers of this county, but each one of us as voters have a responsibility is making sure your information is up to date. Vote that early ballot if you got it to make the process go smoother.
I only have about 20 seconds, but Rick had called in. I don't have time to put him on the air, but how do you vet newly registered voters wants to know about vetting?
Well, what they did, new registered voters have to do proof of citizenship. Either that is through an Arizona State driver's license, a copy of their passport, or a copy of their birth certificate.
Now, your contact numbers, please.
724-4330. We have staff between 8 and 5 to answer any questions that a voter may have. Or, again, on our website. If you just filled out a form on Monday, obviously we don't have it keyed in yet. We're still working on Monday's information. But they can feel free to call us at 724-4330.
All right. I want to get you on at least a week before the election, okay? And to give
Bill, I'm available anytime that you would like me to.
Thank you very much, FN Rodriguez. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Pima County Recorder with an update. We will get her on before the election again because there's bound to be lots of questions. All right. Green Things. Thank you. Jack and Jan, the owners, congratulations. What you've done, you took 4 acres, you expanded it to 13, and it's now a destination in itself. It is beautiful along the Rito River over at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. These workshops are a great idea. Saturday and Sunday, go buy Green Things. No appointment is necessary, 10 a.m. both days, different topics each day and each week, and you find out all the information about the topics by going to Green Things AZ for Arizona, greenthingsaz.com. We'll take our break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show. It's the 13th of October. Tom Fairbanks will finish that donut that he's been working on with all that just loaded with pink icing. And no wonder he's all wound up. We'll be right back. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by one of our fine sponsors, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. That is a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States, and especially beautiful when you get into that 5,000 to 7,000 foot elevation this time of year, mid-October, with the aspen trees all turning those golden colors. So wouldn't it be great to go over there this weekend and then take a hike in the Gila National Wilderness? Really, the Gila was the first national wilderness dedication in the United States. Lots of history over there. I suggest you go to Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Check out all the fine places to stay and the many things to do. Well, we were speaking with F.N. Rodriguez about early voting. A lot of interest. People will be getting their early ballots. Probably the Postal Service has got a huge load, but you should be getting them today or tomorrow in the Tucson area. Let's turn to District 10. Stephanie Mock is with us. Stephanie is a Democrat, and she is running for a third term to the Arizona House of Representatives in District 10, which encompasses kind of the midtown east of Campbell, between Speedway and 22nd on the east side, Foothills area, east of Bear Canyon Road, Davis Mountain neighborhoods, and Savannah. Stephanie Mock, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of people have no idea what a state legislator does, or who their state lawmaker is.
True.
Isn't that true?
It is very true.
When you meet people, you probably get that almost every day.
All the time. Every time. I go to their door, I tell them, you know, I'm in the state legislature. Oh, you're running against who? McSally? No. What we do is really important to the people in Arizona, and they typically don't even know where their education dollars come from, where a lot of the infrastructure improvement dollars come from. You know, that's roads, it's water, it's the laws about, you know, how fast you can go on the road, or whether you can or can't have some access to something at 18, or marijuana, or you name
prisons,
it.
Prisons, state prisons. It's one of your issues that
Absolutely.
You think it's time for prison reform.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the only of the top three budget items that's going up, while education and healthcare are going down. And we need to see a reversal in that trend.
Yeah, and state lawmakers serve 2 years. They have a 2-year term, and each district there are 2 state representatives, and then there is 1 state senator. And in District 10, you are the incumbent, and the longtime Democrat Bruce Wheeler stepped down at the end of his term, which created an open seat. And the 2 challengers for that seat, the Democrat is Kirsten Engel, who has been our guest on the program, as has the Republican Todd Clodfelter. So prison reform and, of course, education, everybody's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about education. And it's not just K through 12. It's early childhood education. It's community colleges, so that if people want to get recertified or change careers mid-career, that they have an affordable way to do that, to get those certifications, to get that technical training, as well as the universities.
I'm going to be fascinated to see how it all plays out with the, well, believe it or not, the state of the state address is coming up early in January. And it'd be interesting to see. We had Steve Farley, Senator Farley, on the program, and he thinks the governor may actually introduce kind of the big marquee issue might be getting rid of the state income tax.
That's what he's been talking about, and that's the rumblings I've been hearing as well. It's untenable. I don't know how we can have. The state has 2 sources of income, and that's income tax and sales tax. And sales tax is really unstable. It goes up and down based on spending. And so if we have an economic recession, like we've recently seen, we won't be able to pay for our schools or pay any of our bills, not to mention the fact that the income tax is a major part of our revenue. And I don't know how we're going to pay for making sure that our kids aren't abused and neglected, and our fire and safety, and the myriad of other things that government has to pay for.
Yeah, something would have to give under that scenario, and that could be a very difficult transition period to go from state taxes to no state tax.
Well, it's essentially doing the small government experiment, which, as we've seen in Kansas, did not work. And now they're trying to rebuild their education system. Some of their kids are only going 4 days a week as opposed to 5. They don't have access to resources like we do. Small businesses can't get inspections. Across the board, we're going to see a deterioration of our society because we rely so much on some of the things that government does. And we don't even realize how much government touches our lives.
Speaking with Stephanie Mock, Stephanie is a Democrat incumbent. She's state representative going for a 3rd term. So when it comes to education, education was certainly a front burner issue in the last session, which led up to Proposition 123. So you wonder now what happens with state education and state funding in the new session in 2017.
Well, certainly. I mean, we've already had problems with cuts, and many of the teachers, there's a massive teacher exodus, 2,000 open positions across the state and growing. I've talked to I don't know how many teachers, even in the last several weeks, at their doors, on the phone, who say they're not going to stick with it. They're going to switch careers. They're going to leave the state. They just can't keep going like this, not just because of pay, but because of respect, because their class sizes are growing, because they don't have air conditioning that works or other facilities that are appropriate for teaching environment.
What can be done if, well, a lot will depend on the whole makeup of the legislature.
Certainly.
This is going to be very interesting to watch. Senator Farley was saying that the Democrats have a pretty good, well, he says a pretty good shot at perhaps a majority in the state Senate. That could change the picture, couldn't it?
Well, and even if we have different numbers, it could change some of the aspects of what we've seen in the past. But we still have to contend with a House that will be likely majority Republican and the governor, of course, who ultimately was the one that signs or vetoes the bills that go through. So we still are going to have an uphill battle in trying to address some of these educational issues as well as other things that people have been upset with in the past.
How do you get along with the other side? Are you a team player, Stephanie Mock?
Yes, I try. You know, I think the thing to realize is that while we don't agree all the time, we can do it civilly. I joke with them, I laugh with them, I have good times with them, and ultimately, you know, we talk about where we diverge. There are things that we get done together behind the scenes. And even if my name isn't on it, I'm fine with that. But I've been successful. I've passed my own bill. And I've worked behind the scenes to either, you know, amend certain bills, take some of them down that weren't appropriate, or, you know, put some forward.
All right. Stephanie Mock, who on her Facebook page said today, hey, I'm getting kind of tired of all the negativity.
Yes.
Find, what'd you say? Find one nice thing to say about somebody or something today. Yes. On Facebook. You've gotten some interesting response.
You know, I really have. And I think that it's important to remember that there are good things happening.
Yeah.
And we all need to hear it. And maybe let's give each other a little bit of time to remind ourselves that those things are happening and to acknowledge where people have been great to one another.
They really have. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Where can people find out more about the campaign?
They can go to my website, stephaniemock.com. It's S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E. Mock is M-A-C-H. You can also go to Twitter or Facebook, also the same name.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up now on 12:30, we'll talk about economic development with Judy Rich, who is the CEO of TMC. She's next on Buckmaster.
In southern Arizona, if you don't have termites yet, you will. Five Star Termite and Pest Control treats what the termites are after, your home. Don't treat the dirt, earth, ground, or soil. Foam the home. Call Five Star at 886-0045. Subterranean termites? Bad. Five Star Termite and Pest Control? Good. Soil treatments? Silly. Patented foaming treatment process? Smart. Homeowner who wants effective termite treatment? Contacts Five Star at 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Amo Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Whoa. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:34 on this glorious Thursday afternoon. Love this time of year. Beautiful time of year in Tucson, Arizona. It's time to relaunch our CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, Sun Corridor, Inc. has facilitated more than 100 relocations and major expansions in southern Arizona, representing just under 28,000 direct and indirect jobs and an overall economic impact of nearly $8 billion. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com. Joining us on the live line, Judy Rich. Judy Rich is president and CEO of TMC Healthcare, Southern Arizona's regional nonprofit health system with Tucson Medical Center, of course, at its core. Judy is an intensive care nurse. She's a member of the Sun Corridor, Inc. Chairman's Circle, and she serves on many healthcare-related boards. Judy Rich, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
I am doing real well, and you must be excited because you're very much involved with economic development, and I think we all should be excited about this. We're on a roll here, it appears, with economic development. What's a good thing, and that announcement today that Vector Space, a company that manufactures rockets for launching small satellites into space, could employ up to 500 people. These are high-paying jobs out near the airport. That's good news, isn't it?
It's very exciting. And I'm with you, Bill. It's a good time to be in Tucson.
Yeah, and I think things are moving in the right direction. And certainly over at your facility, Tucson Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital. Why is it important, Judy, that why should we care that this is a community hospital?
Well, first and foremost, the only reason that we exist is to serve this community, and that guides everything we do. We have local leadership, we have local governance. It means that every decision that our board makes, every piece of work that we do every day is only here to serve our patients and ultimately to serve this wonderful community that we live in. It means that when we make investments, we are investing in Tucson and in our region. And it means that 3,700 employees who work here have stable jobs. It means that we have an ongoing commitment to improve our care, improve our quality. And it means that we collaborate with many, many hundreds of physicians who are independent and who want to take care of their patients here in our healthcare system.
Tucson Medical Center has been really a fixture, Judy Rich, in this community for many, many years, and there are great plans. Give us a little information about what's coming up.
Well, you can expect to see us continuing to improve our campus. It's kind of a joke that every time people come to see us, if they haven't been here in a while, we're building something new or renovating something. And that's because we believe that this beautiful 115-acre campus that we have here on Grant and Craycroft is worth investing in. And we are currently finishing up a program to centralize all of our women's inpatient programming into one southeast area. And that will be completed in early 2017, in January. So we're all going to be cheering when that is finished. We deliver about 5,400 babies a year here, and we do hundreds of women's surgeries and take care of many, many women who seek our expertise and the expertise of our physicians. So we're very happy that that project is almost completed.
And then you've got I believe it's the Rincon Health Campus is going to be opening up. What are the particulars on that?
Well, that is a piece of property that TMC has owned for many years at Drexel and Houghton, and we've been waiting for the right time to invest in that piece of property by building. So we're building an $11 million multi-specialty medical outpatient center there. We will have primary care physicians, specialty physicians. We'll have a physical therapy department, radiology, imaging, and we'll also have an outpatient infusion center in our Rincon campus. We believe that that is an area that has been underserved by the healthcare community, and so we think it's a great opportunity for us to open this late December of 2016.
I like the idea about this joint venture with El Rio. El Rio's been around a long time, as has TMC. What's the latest on that?
Well, we were thrilled with the opportunity to partner with such a fine organization as El Rio. Nancy Johnson is the CEO of that organization, and we have had a plan for a while to do something together. And so our Health on Broadway at Broadway and Stone will be opening again about the same time as these other things. We're going to be busy at the end of the year. It's a wonderful, innovative health center for people who live and work downtown.
You know, as we talked about at the beginning of our chat today about how things are moving, I believe, Judy, in the right direction with economic development, with new businesses coming to town and existing businesses expanding, how would you advise them in terms of developing and maintaining a healthy workforce?
Well, first of all, any company that is considering moving employees or hiring people here, you know, has such a great advantage, Bill, because they're living in such a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to be healthy. It's a good place to be active. And so what we encourage everyone who works here and lives here, first and foremost, to get a primary care physician so they can stay healthy. It's not always easy, especially when you're young, to think that you need to see a physician. But there are a lot of good reasons to have a primary care doctor. Also, for employers, it's good to create incentives for employees to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, many of us insure our employees, provide health insurance. We're self-insured. And so we can provide incentives that lower their monthly premiums and keep them healthy. And TMC is good at that business. We have the core up at La Encantada. We sponsor many, many events, runs, activities, and health fairs around our region. And so we can be good partners in that.
How does it play into the whole overall picture with you? You have hands-on online. You've been in the trenches as an intensive care nurse. How does that affect your interaction with your employees at TMC?
Well, Bill, my hope is, and we just actually had a town hall about an hour ago this morning with a lot of our employees. We do that once a quarter. We have several town halls. I hope that that I can relate to the work, that I understand the work, that I don't lose my perspective on what it's like to be at the bedside, what it's like to look into the eyes of patients and family members who are scared and vulnerable. I hope that I never lose my perspective on being a caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first patient was admitted to TMC a long time ago, and as I mentioned, this organization goes back to 1944, I believe, the first patient admitted there, and you've grown. You've got 600-plus licensed beds. Is TMC now about, with a payroll, I should say, of 3,700 employees, a payroll of $220 million last year, are you about where you think you should be in the terms of growth, Judy Rich?
Well, I believe that our future growth is going to be less about inpatients, Bill, and more about the outpatient work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons we're opening Rincon, and it's one of the reasons we opened Accor, and we're joint venturing with El Rio. So we're trying to see our work as going out into the community, keeping people healthy, and not continuing to build the inpatient infrastructure, because we believe that we have that covered.
And you mentioned certainly it's important for younger people to get a primary physician. Well, older folks, and especially guys, have an issue with going to the doctor. And I know this is the case with many men. They're afraid to go to the doctor. Go to the doctor, right, Judy Rich?
That's right, Bill. I don't know what it is that gets to all of us, but especially it seems to be a difficult thing
for
men to admit that it's a good thing to go to the doctor when you're not sick so that you have preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that's changing. I do think that our population is starting to appreciate more and more the benefits of doing that. So for all the people out there who are not seeing a primary care physician, if you need any help with that, you can call us and we'll help get you to the right person.
Judy, it's a pleasure. Good to reconnect with you. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Judy Rich with TMC. Heads up, she is the chair, president, and CEO of TMC Healthcare. Been in this community a long time. For more information about SunCorridorInc.com, that's the place to go. That's the website. Judy Rich, one of the fine members of the Sun Corridor Inc. Chairman's Circle. All right, coming up on the Buckmaster Show, do you like old cars? I do. I like classic cars. Well, Tucson Rotary Club, the big car show, 10th anniversary coming up. We'll tell you about it, maybe some of the exciting vehicles to look for at this weekend's show right after this.
It's time for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona's second annual Sweat for Pets Walk, Run, and Roll, October 23rd at the University of Arizona Campus Mall. Bring your well-behaved canine companion and all your friends and show your support for your hometown animal shelter. All proceeds go directly back to saving the lives of the homeless and neglected animals at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. You can win prizes too, including a Fitbit and an Apple Watch. Win a custom t-shirt when you raise $100. Register today and start building your team at sweatforpetstucson.org.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foam treatment process. Trusted to rid the military base on Johnson Atoll of termites. Trusted by Tucson and Southern Arizona residents to rid their homes of termites. Locally owned and operated since 1980. We know what bugs you. Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Our president began working on an alternative termite treatment process in the early 90s. In 2001, we were awarded a U.S. patent for developing this new method to protect homes from termites. Five Star, leading the pest industry in innovation from right here in Tucson. 886-0045 or fivestartermite.com.
UA Arizona Repertory Theater proudly presents Hands on a Hard Body, based on a true story and infused with country, rock, and gospel. This musical follows 10 down-on-their-luck Texans, each desperate for a new lease on life. They're determined to endure days in the Texas heat for a chance to win a brand-new hard body truck. The last one standing with their hand on the truck wins it. Go to tickets.arizona.edu to see this musical of strife and friendship among competing strangers. Sponsored by Madden Media. Season sponsored Chapman Automotive. Hands on a Hard Body at UA's Arizona Repertory Theater. Tickets.arizona.edu. Who we?
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport. And announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations by delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County. The RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Check my custom machine. Well, she's metal flake blue with the Corvette blue. Check my custom machine.
That's appropriate music. Check my custom machine by the Beach Boys. Very nice selection there, Tom, as a segue to talk about the 10th annual Tucson Classics Car Show, which is coming up. It's coming up Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Gregory School campus. That's over on North Craycroft. Have two lovely ladies with me in studio to talk about the show. Ellie Peterson is with me. Ellie is the president of the Rotary Club of Tucson and business owner and really community activist. She and her husband, Drew Vactor, Candy Vactor, is with us, Vactor, and they have done so much for this community. Candy and Ellie, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Ellie, tell me a little bit about, this is the 10th anniversary. This is a big show, and this thing has grown into become one of the marquee car shows in the United States.
That is true, and it's just been growing ever since that first year, 10 years ago, started, and we just love doing it. It's a lot of work, but we get so much pleasure out of doing that, and it does so much for the community because we give all the proceeds to charities.
Who are you? Who are your charities that will benefit this year?
The primary beneficiary is Make Way for Books, and then the other four are The Gap, mm-hmm. Youth on Their Own, The Haven, and JTED. Mm-hmm. All good charities, all good organizations.
So they stand to benefit certainly by attendance being as good as possible.
Yes, yes. So we're hoping we get it. Well, I think we're going to get at least 20,000 visitors, and I'd like to see 30,000 visitors on Saturday because it's going to be great weather.
And Candy, the highlight of the show, certainly the vehicles. What can we expect this year with the show?
We have some amazing vehicles that have come in from all over the country. It's amazing what comes out of Tucson and in the garages and comes out to the shows. We have 425 vehicles. We're featuring six of the past nine winners in our winner's circle. And we also have everything from a 1940 Packards and Cadillacs and trucks and hot rods and some antique scooters that will be out there as well. this trip. It's an amazing ride down History Lane as you're walking through and seeing all those muscle cars. And I listen to the people talking about, oh, I remember that one, or I had one of those.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you ladies about my story for my high school graduation in Wilmette, Illinois, from New Trier High School. I had the honor of getting a 1965 Mustang convertible, which, of course, being a silly kid, after a couple of years, I thought, I would trade it in, find something else. Oh, my goodness. Why didn't I keep that candy?
Oh, I...
Because there's going to be one... it's going to make me cry when I see it at the show, right? There's going to be a 1964 and a half. That's like really early, one of the first Mustang convertibles.
It is, and matched with it is the 50th anniversary Mustang. Same colors, same owner. So it'll be pretty exciting to see that as well.
What's this about a Maserati and Ferrari? You're going to have some really big-time cars.
Oh, yes, and a McLaren. And I think we've got four or five Maseratis and Testarossa. And some of the high-performance cars come out. And also the British cars have come out en masse. So we've got a lot of great British cars to look at of all sizes.
What did I trade the Mustang in for? Speaking of British cars, traded it in for a 1967 MGB.
We have two of those.
Do you? Oh my goodness. So Ellie, getting back to what it takes to put this kind of show on, it's kind of like the Tournament of Roses. After the New Year's Day, by January 2nd, they're already planning for next year's show. It's kind of like that, isn't that? This thing's become so big.
Bill, it's kind of like that. It really is like that. It's a 365-day effort to put this show on.
Well, what are some of the things that you have to put it all together? What's kind of the backstory with it?
Well, gosh, if you could see our org chart, it's like a Fortune 100 org chart, because there's, again, the sales and marketing, there's the logistics, there's the operations.
Do you like the venue? You've been at this venue the whole time, 10 years at the Gregory
Store. We have.
Right?
We've been very fortunate to
have
the Gregory Store.
You obviously like that venue.
What is important is that the car owners tell us they like that venue.
Okay.
And that's what we do. We're all volunteers.
Right.
So as we work, the first thing we do is we talk to the car owners. We say what was right, what was wrong, what did you like? And they still come back. They love the grass. They love the venue. It's maxed out at 425 cars, and they like the classes. So it's a year-round cooperative effort, knowing that all of us are volunteers.
Yeah, is this right? I'm reading 670 volunteers.
You're reading that correctly, yes.
Whoa.
Rotarians, friends, community volunteers, we all come together.
So 20,000 people would be considered a good turnout, and hopefully you'll get even more than that. Let's talk about some of the logistics. Where do people park for this event? How does that work?
We have three options for parking, actually. You can park on the Gregory School campus itself, or directly across the street on Craycroft, and that's $7 parking.
Okay.
And then we also have free parking down by TMC at the Wyatt lot, and a free air-conditioned shuttle bus that drops you right at the very front of the show.
So the shuttle bus is going to, there won't be a long wait if you park there. You'd be going back and forth.
Exactly. Yeah. We have three shuttle buses that'll be going every few minutes in a shaded area for people to wait the couple minutes that it's on its way.
And admission?
Admission is $5. That $5 is also a raffle ticket.
Are there other activities for folks that want to just, of course, the cars are a big show, but there are activities for kids?
We do. Make Way for Books is having a reading area that's going to be for the children, a very interactive, pretty exciting thing for children. So, yes, that will be there. And children under 18 are free with a paid adult.
Is there a raffle?
The raffle is, and it's exciting. It's a 2005 Corvette convertible.
Ooh.
Or if you don't want the car, you can get $15,000.
Wow.
Or we have $2,500 from Sam Levitt's Furniture, $1,500 from appliance, Tucson Appliances, a $2,000 gift certificate for airline tickets from Wellspring, anywhere in the world you want to go.
Are you kidding me?
And $500 from Cooper Tires. That's all for a $5 ticket.
Whoa, there sounds like there's something in there for everybody's taste. Tom's shaking his head, yes, I think he would take the car, right? Yeah, certainly. Why not? I could see you driving around that car, Tom Fairbanks. All right, Ellie Patterson, congratulations to you and the Rotarians, Rotary Club of Tucson. This is kind of your big signature. It's the signature event.
It is our signature event, yes.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank
a lot of hard work,
you.
I know. And Candy Vactor, thank you very much. Candy, you work very hard at this all year. It's kind of one of your passions as well, right?
It's great fun. And the most fun is on Saturday when you see everybody enjoying and having fun out there and talking about all the memories of the cars and looking at the vendors and the food court. And it's just a great event.
We love it.
Is that must be kind of interesting that setup of the whole thing, where everybody's going to put their car, right?
It is amazing.
Does that start probably tomorrow, I would imagine?
Oh, no, it's already done.
Oh, it's already done? Oh, my goodness.
But right now, they're setting up the tents. It's so amazing. You start with a double soccer field. You set up the tents. Then all the cars come in on Saturday morning.
Oh,
and then
man.
The people come. And then by Sunday morning at noon, it's all gone.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. My friend Charles just emailed me. He said that monster from Great Britain. Charles, I know, yes, I had nothing but problems with the wiring on that MGB. So somebody knows about the MGBs. They weren't a once it broke down near White Sands, New Mexico. Yeah, well, that was fun, right? Anyway, Ellie and Candy, thank you very much. Good luck with
you. Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
Bill,
coming.
For having us.
All right. This afternoon, more talk for Tucson at 4. I'm Bill Buckmaster on behalf of Tom Fairbanks and the ladies with me in studio. Have a great afternoon.